Hello.
Hi, John. Good morning. Hi.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. I am doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
Good, good. Doing good. I just had a request that I need to have done.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Okay, so I'm dealing with one of my guys to spruce up my my business profile and stuff online. But what he's saying is that I needed to reach out to you guys because so this is what he wrote to me. He said, request to add my personal email to the Google business profile. So he said, the electrical wizard connected to my personal Gmail account for my own records and management. Please add the following Gmail address as an owner to the profile. And that's that would be my johnnykid08@gmail.com.
I see. Sure. We can definitely do that one. Are you going to be making revisions on your Google listing?
I'm not sure what's gonna go on. I mean, he might make some revisions on it. I mean, everything's going to stay, you know, the way it is and stuff, but I know that we just need access to it, and I think I can't get on there. Well, when we Google it to go on there, we're not finding my email on there.
Oh, I see. No problem. Let me just pull out your Google listing. So definitely we can go ahead and add you to the profile. I see you've been added already as manager, but of course, if you'd like to go ahead and give, actually you're not. For some reason, you are not here.
No, I'm not here.
There is a note, though, on your account way back on 2024 that you've been added as manager. But don't worry, I can definitely add you right again. Let me do it now. JohnnyKid08@gmail.com, right?
Yeah, 08, johnnykid08@gmail.com.
Okay, no problem. Let me add you. Now, please know, I can only add you as manager at the moment. Now, the reason is that we cannot put or you cannot give full ownership right away to accounts that are just added to Google listing. That's part of Google's rules. So, but I can definitely go ahead and change your access after 8 days. And then I can give you full ownership. So for now, you will only receive a manager invite. So I just sent
okay.
It. So kind of
okay. So then why? I've been with you guys for a long time. Why is that though? I don't know. What is that, like a law or something through them?
Well, that's actually Google's policy.
Okay, so right now I'm just going to explain to him. Right now I'm just added on to the account.
That's correct. And then after 8 days, I can then change your account or your access to primary owner.
After 8 days to primary. Now, will that just come up or do I have to call you back?
No need. I will put a reminder to myself to go ahead and process it. And then I'll shoot you a text message. Well, eventually you will actually receive an email letting you know that you have received primary ownership to the listing. If ever you don't get it, let me check here the calendar. If you don't get it by the end of April 22nd, please go ahead and call us here.
Okay, I'm going to call you there. And what is the number for you again there?
Yes, that would be the same number, 877-635-6225.
635-6225. Okay, great. So then, all right, so in 8 days, then I'll be full owner of it. But right now, we're added on, and he should be able to see it, though, even though I'm added on, though, right?
Yeah. If he has access to your email, he should be able to see it that I have added him as manager.
Okay, all right. I'm going to let him know right now and let him know what's going on. I appreciate your help very, very much.
No problem, John. Now, by the way, just a quick reminder, because your information is actually synced to our back office, any changes, especially with the name of the business, phone number, and the address, please make sure to let us know, because your account is actually synced here. So whatever information that we have here on the back office will always reflect on your Google business profile.
Correct. Yeah, no, he's not making no changes to the name, no changes to I don't, no changes to nothing. The only thing that might change is that you guys, that when people call the 250-1900, is that your number? Or, because my number is 631-687-7848. Is that what you have?
Yes. The 1900, that's actually your call tracking number.
Okay, so then, yeah, I don't know what that is. I have no clue what the 1900 is.
No worries. Let me explain that one to you. So the call tracking feature is actually, that's like a masked number. So because there are clients that doesn't want their personal number to be published. And then also, there are great advantages of call tracking. So number one, it filters majority of the spam calls or marketing calls. Number two, you do have a dashboard. So each time people call your call tracking number, this call gets recorded. So you can go back to your dashboard and then listen again to the calls. This will also help you check if you are generating leads, because this will let you know if you are actually receiving calls or not.
Okay. All right. So then, yep, no problem. So we'll see what he's going to do. Everything should stay the same. If there's any kind of changes or anything, then we will let you know 100%. So in 8 days, I'll have full owner of that, and then that will be that. So, all right, no problem. Thank you very much.
No problem, John. Anything else I can help you with, or do you have further? Oh, by the way, I do have a question, since I do have you on the line already. Because there is a note here from our Google Verified team, or remember, you used to have the paper lead campaign. We see that you actually posted this one back on October 25, so we wanted to check, you know, if there's a specific reason that you paused it, or if you'd, you'd be interested that we reactivate again your paper lead campaign.
Yeah, I've just been so busy right now. I took on two big jobs. Mm-hmm. I'm just waiting to end those to activate it, so I'm still not done yet. But I will be activating everything soon. That's why we're, you know, we're trying to just adjust things. But I'm not ready yet. I'm just still trying to button up some jobs.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for letting me know. I will go ahead and relay that one to our Google Verified team as well. And then also, when I actually called you earlier, since I wasn't able to get a hold of you, I see that Mike was noted as your preferred contact. Now, when I spoke with Mike, he told me that he didn't say he doesn't work for you anymore, but he said he'd prefer us to call you directly rather than him. So I just wanted to touch with you if we
can
are
take him off. No, take him off of that account. Can you remove him? Yes.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that then. So from today, Mike will be removed from your account.
Correct. Yes. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much, John. Anything else I can help you with, or any other questions?
Nope, that's it. And Mike's definitely removed, right? Yeah, because I don't use him anymore, me and him, and I don't want him on that account. So he's off of that?
Okay. Yes, I just removed him from your account. So I can confirm you this from today, he's been removed.
Alrighty. Okay, great.
Thank you so much, John.
Thank you very much. Have a great one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.